Good morning, everyone. I'm on a train very early in the morning from London to Birmingham. Starting my journey at 5:54, and now it's 7:17. And I want to do this whole thing again about packaging. As you know, at Claire Randall. Talks about this quite a lot, and I want to talk to you about the packaging I have for what essentially is a croissant with jam. So I assume they've already buttered it. So we have a box that opens like this. So I can shut it and show you again. Right. It's a plastic box that you could get a razor in, that kind of idea, you know, and it clicks open. Once you've pulled the sticky label off of it, like so, like this, hang on. Oh, there you go. Like that. And then inside we have a croissant that is actually wrapped up in a sealed bag, which is fair enough. But the question is, could you have put what remains in this box in this packaging? I don't know. Okay, so I open that, and out comes my croissant. Then I have another packet here, which has, wait for it, which has a serviette. Paper one, and a plastic knife spreader, this thing. So, and then of course the jam comes in a packet too. Croissant actually is about only 2/3 the length of the box it came in, and then obviously the rest of that box is taken up by the length of the serviette that's folded. And then of course the final bit of packaging, a plastic tub for the jam. So could this be done in a different way? That's the question. Won't bore you with the details of me actually eating and spreading this thing haphazardly, or certainly spreading it haphazardly. But I shall. Well, of course, I'll continue with my plastic, wasting really, and I'm sure it will be on a landfill site, somewhere between here and Birmingham soon. So there you go. I'll speak to you all soon, and have a good day. Okay, so a little update. I think I didn't exactly time it, but it took me about 3 minutes, possibly a bit longer, to open the various packages and, as you know, spread my croissant or whatever, and took about 30 seconds to eat it. I suppose I've done my bit for the environment in one sense, that I've contained all the rubbish. So the serviette, the plastic packaging, the stirrer, the knife spreader thing, the jam sort of little pot thing, and the tea bag from my tea, which is in a cardboard cup with a plastic lid. I've stowed all that in the container that we started off with, this plastic box that I described. So that's all sealed back in there now. So I don't know how many years that will take to rot away, if it ever will, and what does it do? Does it just stay there forever? Or does it rot into the earth as some weirdness in the future? But there you go. That's the nearest I can do. What I maybe could have done, and some people do, is they actually take all the packaging, or the main style of the packaging, away and get the whoever they're buying it from to get rid of it themselves. I think that'd be more of a worthwhile cause in a supermarket, but probably not in a Virgin train, who probably have something going on in terms of the way they get rid of some of their carbon footprint. Anyway, just some thoughts, and if anyone has some thoughts on it in serious tones, that would be interesting. If you just wondered, you know, it would, because I don't know about these things. I would be more environmentally friendly if it was easier. Yeah, and by that I mean, how do I seriously not create my own environmental sort of impact with ways that are practical and sensible. All right then, bye. Pick up any more time, but there is a PPS here. The Weetabix, new Weetabix biscuits I've just had, there's four essentially what are biscuits. Same, I think the idea is of the same kind of roundness as Weetabix. So they're meant to look like a Weetabix, I don't know, because I can't see the packaging. But the packaging again is a squidgy, you know, one of these like plastic, little plastic packaging that is quite solid. They're not a box, but it's like that kind of thing. And then it's wrapped in cellophane. Is that necessary? Could we not just have wrapped that in cellophane? Or these four biscuits in cellophane? I really thought we were meant to be recycling. Who's going to recycle this? No one. It's the truth of it. No one at all is going to recycle this, because they're not going to go sort it through the rubbish to do this thing. And I only mentioned Weetabix, so I can hashtag Weetabix in as well as Virgin Trains and all the rest of it. Because, yeah, I'm flabbergasted, frankly. All right, then. Oh, and this is my day 7 audio mode as well. I'm one day behind. Hopefully I'll catch up with the rest of that in due course. Today all being well. Alrighty, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.